Hear the word of the Lord, first as it is written in a prophecy, the prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 33, a prophecy of the Lord being born in the house of David. Thus says Yehovah, afterwards there shall be heard in this place, which you say is a waste, without man and without beast, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolated, without man, and without they who dwell in her, and without beast, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them who shall say, confess Yehovah of armies, for Yehovah is good, for his mercy is for eternity. And of them who shall bring the offering of thanksgiving into the house of Yehovah, for I will cause the captivity of the land to return as at the first, says Yehovah. Thus says Yehovah of armies, afterwards in this place, which is a waste, without man and without beast, and in all her cities there shall be a home of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the lowland, and in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in the places around Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, the flocks shall again pass under the hands of him who counts them, says Yehovah. Behold, the days come, says Yehovah, that I will raise up that good thing which I have spoken to the house of Israel and concerning the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause the growing branch of justice to grow up to David, and he shall do judgment and justice in the land. In those days Judah shall be saved, and Jerusalem shall inhabit securely. And this is the name by which he shall be called, Yehovah, our justice. For thus says Yehovah, David shall not lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priests, the Levites, lack a man from before me, offering up burnt offering and burning a gift offering for incense and making a sacrifice all the days. Second, we read from the Gospel of Luke concerning the Lord's birth in the city of David. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be written down. This enrolling first came to pass when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be written down, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be written down with Mary, his betrothed wife, being with child. And it came to pass that while they were there, the days were fulfilled that she should bring forth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Finally, we read from Apocalypse Explained, number 449, concerning Bethlehem in the land of Judah and Benjamin. Benjamin was called the son of the right hand because son signifies truth and right hand signifies the power of truth from good. And in the spiritual world, truth that is from good in the natural man has all power. All the power the spiritual man has is in this truth from good, because the effecting cause is in the spiritual man and the effect is in the natural. For this reason, he was called Benjamin, that is, the son of the right hand. And as Bethlehem has a similar meaning, namely truth conjoined to good in the natural man, David was born there and also anointed king there. For David as king represented the Lord in respect to truth from good, and this too is meant by a king. For the same reason the Lord was born in Bethlehem, because he was born a king, and truth conjoined to good was with him from birth. For every infant is born natural, and the natural, because it is next to the external senses and the world, is the first part of the mind that is opened. And the natural, with all men, is ignorant of truth and desirous of evil. But in the Lord alone, the natural had a desire for good and a longing for truth. For the ruling affection in man, which is his soul, is from the Father. And with the Lord, the affection or soul from the Father was the divine itself, which is the divine good of the divine love. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.